أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة وكلا جعلنا صالحين. وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين. ولوطا آتيناه حكما وعلما ونجيناه من القرية التي كانت تعمل الخبائث إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين. وأدخلناه في رحمتنا إنه من الصالحين. إبراهيم عليه السلام had broken down their idols and proved to them that these idols were totally impotent, helpless and useless, and this came out from their own admission. So now Ibrahim alayhi salam had a line of communication with them that you understand and you admit that these things cannot talk. They cannot even defend themselves. So how will they ever be able to defend their votaries? Well, they had no answer left. And when a man of strength doesn't have any answer, so the second step is to use violence. So they said, burn him and support your gods if you need to do something. Then did we say to the fire, O fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim. And they planned a stratagem against him. And we made them failures, complete, and the worst type of failures, losers. We saved him and Lut alayhi salam to the land which we had blessed for all the people, and we bestowed him with Ishaq, and as an additional gift we had granted him Yaqub alayhi salam, and all of them we had made righteous, and made them imams and leaders to guide mankind by our command, and also direct them towards righteousness, righteous works, establishing of regular salah, and practicing zakah, and they had worshipped us alone. And we had saved Lut alayhi salam as well, and we had bestowed him with wisdom and knowledge, and saved him from the town that practiced dirty works, filthy works. And they were people given to sin, transgressors. And we admitted him into our special mercy, and he was from amongst our righteous servants. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the story of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, total reliance, complete service, and perfect Tawheed comes out in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is being thrown into the fire, and the angels come to his rescue after getting permission from Allah Ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam says to them, Amma ilayka fala, that I don't need your assistance. The one that I am calling towards, he can see my condition. He knows, and he is the best to protect. And then Allah Ta'ala commands the fire, immediate and a direct command, that the fire must change its property. Normally, the fire or anything doesn't change its property. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible that it has changed its entire property. The fire, the work and the property of the fire is to burn and to be hot. And here it becomes cool and relaxing, comfortable for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And these people that had planned against Ibrahim alayhi salam, they were total failures. Ja'alnahum al-akhsarin, king of the time, Namrud, spoken about him just around the time. There was an outburst of mosquitoes, and a mosquito had gone into his nostril, and that became the means of his destruction. The one that had claimed to be God and asked people to worship him, and he dies a death of humiliation and disgrace. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. And remember Nuh alayhi salam, when he had made dua to us aforetime, and that we had accepted his dua and saved him and his household from the great distress, and we had saved him from the people that had rejected our words and our messages. Indeed, they were a people given to sin, and we had drowned them altogether. And also remember Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam, when both of them judged in the case of a cornfield, when some sheep had strayed and destroyed the crop, and we were witnesses to their decision, and we had granted Sulaiman alayhi salam the better understanding of the situation, but both of them we had granted wisdom and knowledge, and we had subjected the mountains and the birds, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Dawud alayhi salam, and we were the ones that were doing all this. It was a case that a dispute that happened in the time of Dawud alayhi salam. He is the king at the time, and the complainant came saying that his neighbor's flocks of sheep, they had strayed at night, destroying his entire crop. And the neighbor obviously had admitted to the guilt that yes, he was negligent, and on account of his negligence, the sheep had strayed and destroyed the crop of his neighbor. So obviously, when there is admission of guilt, then judgment has to be passed. Dawud alayhi salam, being the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, very calculated and of great disposition, he estimated the loss, and in his estimation, the loss that was caused to the field was equivalent to the price of the sheep. So he commanded that the sheep be made over to the person whose field was destroyed, equal for equal, like for like. This is the extent of the loss. So compensation must be done accordingly. Hence, the decision was passed. Sulaiman alayhi salam, the son of Dawud alayhi salam, is still very young, very small, and he had to know about this entire case, what had happened. So he suggested to his father, can't we have another situation where both of them will not be in a total loss, in a losing position? His father had readily accepted the suggestion. Sulaiman alayhi salam suggested, why don't we do this, that the person whose farm, whose field has been destroyed, we make over the sheep to him, that he may be able to take benefit of the sheep, the wool, the milk, perhaps the young in that period. So we can enjoy all that. And in the meanwhile, this person of the flocks, he must tend to the field and see that it comes back to its original state, in the state that it was damaged. So Dawud alayhi salam had readily accepted this suggestion of his young son, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now, here we understand that difference of opinion is something that is advocated and embraced in Islam. Islam doesn't reject the differences of opinion. Dawud alayhi salam is saying something, and Sulaiman alayhi salam is saying something else. Call it istihsan and qiyas al-khafi, or call it a decision out of court. The original decision was like what Dawud alayhi salam had said, but then an arrangement out of court, a peaceful settlement out of court, is even better. When there is a peaceful settlement, out of court settlement, then generally there is no malice within the hearts of both the disputants. And in this particular case, both of them stand to benefit. That the one whose crops were destroyed, he also stands to benefit. The one is the owner of the sheep, he also is not at a total loss. So both of them stand to gain. So this is called a settlement out of court, and this is advocated and encouraged. Therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that when there is a dispute within a people, then just refer to them, let them sort the case themselves. If they are senior people within both the families, then let them settle the difference. Because when it is brought to the court, then everybody's dirty linen is thrown out, people are disgraced, embarrassed, and as a result, these malicious feelings forebode. One has malicious, dirty feelings against the other. Against a situation where there is a settlement out of court, there is no malice, both stand to gain, and it is not totally disadvantageous to both the parties. There is a discussion amongst the ulama, when there is a difference of opinion, then are both the ulama that have the difference of opinion, are they both right, or one is right and the second is wrong? And they glean this through this incident of Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salam, that Allah Ta'ala says about both of them that to both we had granted knowledge and wisdom. So those that say that both that have differences of opinion, both are right, then they extracted from this verse that to both Allah Ta'ala has granted wisdom and knowledge. And those that say that one was correct and the other had erred, say that the verse says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ, we had given Sulaiman alayhi salam the exact understanding of the situation, how to find out a solution. So both had employed their reasoning and their knowledge. In that respect, we cannot fault them. But the exact understanding was bestowed to Sulaiman alayhi salam, that he captured the entire situation and brought about a solution that was amicable to both the parties. So this group says that the one group will be in error and the other group will be right. However, because both of them had knowledge, they were people of knowledge, sound in knowledge and sound in understanding, so they were at a position to use their discretion and bring about a solution. So both of them will receive a reward. The one that was right, he will get a double share of reward. And the one that made an error, then he will get one share of the reward, because he also used his knowledge, employed his discretion, tried his best to bring about a solution to the dispute and to the case. Further, وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالِ, it's another miracle and a mu'jiza of Dawud alayhi salam, that we had subjected the mountains and the birds. They would literally sing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Dawud alayhi salam in a manner that was audible to one and all. And overall, Allah ta'ala capsulates this whole situation saying, وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ, and we were the ones that had done all this.